Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. Often we hear the truth of the Word of God expressed by a pastor as he teaches it, but we also have songs which do a great job of communicating the truth of the Word of God as well. And at Barah Ministries, we're blessed to have one of the best songwriters, one of the best singers, and one of the best music producers all wrapped up in a single package. Her name is June Murphy, and her songs are amazing at communicating the truth of the Word of God. Well, so far, if you've been listening to these lessons in order, you've heard 10 songs from June's first album, which was entitled You Own Me. June wrote and produced those songs before she came to Barah Ministries. But for the next several lessons, you'll be listening to her first Barah Ministries album. And today the song title is one of the cuts from her second album, When I Say I Love You. God loves us unconditionally. That is such a hard concept to get our heads around as Christians, because God's enemy, Satan, has done such a convincing job of getting us to believe that God's love is conditional. Satan wants us to believe that God is like Santa Claus, that he's going to find out if we're naughty or nice, and if we're not nice, we're going to get coal in our Christmas stocking. That the Lord is going to love us when we're good and punish us when we're bad. Well, that is not an accurate picture of God, but it is one we have heard, and it is often one that we believe. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 11, though, tell a different story. It says this: Beloved, that means divinely loved ones, a reference to believers in Christ, let us love one another unconditionally. For unconditional love is from God the Father. And everyone who loves unconditionally is a born again one of God the Father and knows God the Father. 1 John 4:8. The one who does not love unconditionally does not know God the Father, for God the Father is unconditional love. 1 John 4:9. By this decision, the unconditional love of God the Father was manifested, that is, made clearly visible in us, believers in Christ, that God the Father has sent his uniquely born Son into the world so that we might live the resurrection life through our union with him. 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. In this is unconditional love. Not that we love God the Father unconditionally, but that he loved us unconditionally, and he sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. 1 John 4:11. Beloved, divinely loved ones, if God the Father so loved us unconditionally, and he did, we ought also love one another unconditionally. God's love for us is unconditional. Absolutely no conditions. Well, let's hear June Murphy sing about God's unconditional love for you. And let me tell you this, without even a close second, this is the best Christian song ever written and the best Christian song that I have ever heard. And one of the things that makes it so good is that God is singing to you. It's sung from God's perspective. The song, When I Say I Love You, June Murphy.
So no matter what, I'm gonna love you anyway. for an eternity. My love for you is not emotional. It's part of who I am, and it flows from my integrity.
Song. So amazing. When I Say I Love You by June Murphy, without question, one of the best songs ever written. Oh, come, let us sing praises to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Do you feel loved? Well, we dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone watching or listening who is lost, who does not have a relationship with the one and only God, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one who loves you unconditionally. The Lord and Savior Jesus Christ says in John chapter 3, verse 36, he who believes in the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life, the resurrection life, right at that moment. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life. Instead, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. John chapter 3, verse 17 says, God the Father did not send the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Right now, you can tell God the Father that you believe in his Son, and that's the moment of eternal life for you. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision you can make in your lifetime. Five simple words get you to heaven. Father, I believe in Christ. For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a nine-word conversation in Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43 that say this. The repentant thief was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom. Nine words. Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Let today be the day you stop putting off the best decision of your life. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on Him to accomplish your salvation. The Lord Jesus Christ. Get to know Him. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. We really want you to come over and look. That's barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. And you can hear all of June's music there. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.